I remember that day in the office, and there was like just this buzzing energy. Everybody was glued to their phones. They had all these group chats going. They had like their first choice venue and their second choice venue and their third choice venue, like how far they were willing to drive. And it was unlike anything I'd ever seen before.
It was, overwhelming, just what people had been through and like how much money they spent, even if they were not intending to spend that much money, but they definitely thought it was worth it.
And they were totally happy to spend that money. I mean, I've seen surveys that the vast majority of people would happily spend that again.
Oh, absolutely. It was considered like an extremely worthwhile investment.
So talk us through, what are some of the other things that people ended up spending money on once they got to the show?
Yeah, this was definitely an event for a lot of people, or a really big trip, because tickets were so hard to get in local cities that if you couldn't get tickets where you lived, like you, if you were trying to get tickets to the show, you were likely very willing to travel for it. So it ended up being, you know, girls' weekends or, you know, going with family, and like all the costs of travel like really added up. Like it wasn't unusual to talk to someone that had spent thousands of dollars overall just to see the show, with plane tickets and hotels and meals out. A lot of places in all these cities had like Taylor Swift specials to try to get, you know, people to come there before the show. And then the merch was a whole other story, because typically you would see like 24 hours, sometimes like before the concert, people would already be lining up to get the merch. And I talked to someone who worked at one of the merch stands, who had worked at other stadiums too, and she had just said, yeah, she had never seen merch like fly off the shelves like she did at the Eras Tour.
So people were lining up at the stadium to buy like official concert merch?
Oh yeah, the lines. Like you would see like on TikTok all these videos of the lines hours before the merch became available, because there were like specific items that some people wanted to get, and also like it would sell out. So that was became like another very important part of this, to like get a t-shirt or get a sweatshirt and like show that you were one of the lucky people that like got to go to this tour.
And then there's the friendship bracelets. I remember reporting on this economic impact earlier this year, and there was a stat from Etsy that they'd sold $3 million worth of friendship bracelets this summer alone. And that's not even counting all the people who went to their local craft store or, you know, shopped online to buy the beads to make their own bracelets. What do you make of that?